Greetings and welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is Thursday, the 2nd of July. Housekeeping note, this will be the final show this week, for we are off tomorrow. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Good afternoon. It's very sweaty here in Michigan.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's actually kind of pleasant here today. Joining us from a third weather condition, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Yes, hello. Welcome to a kind of rainy London. Yes.
It's raining in London. My shocked face.
I know.
Let me show you it.
I know.
Okay. So, Charlotte, I actually want to start by asking you about a Bloomberg piece that has to do with Apple Arcade.
Yeah, I wrote this up on the MacObserver.com yesterday. There was some reporting that came, as you say, via Bloomberg News, that looks like Apple has cancelled a bunch of in-development games that were headed to arcade, saying that they were concerned about engagement levels, basically. Now, all the developers who were involved have been paid for, you know, the development goals they've hit and whatever. But mm-hmm. I think there's clearly a shift happening, and there's clearly some concern about the take-up and retention of paying subscribers on Apple Arcade, from what we can tell.
Mm-hmm. Now, for people who maybe aren't aware, Apple Arcade is $5 a month, and you get access to all the games that are available on Apple Arcade. It's like a video streaming service. So there's just one tier, and you get access to everything for as long as you want to play it for every month that you pay. So all the access is the same.
And it's all exclusive as well. The games on Apple Arcade are only on Apple Arcade.
Not all of them.
Is that right? I thought it was still all exclusives.
Well, I know
I think it was in the beginning, maybe.
Yeah. What the
that
golf?
Shows how long since I logged on, which I think is possibly the point.
Well, I only know accidentally because What the Golf was one that I played a fair amount of while I had my 30-day trial of Apple Arcade, and I recently saw that that's available on the Nintendo Switch. So, which also answers the question of why I don't have Apple Arcade. I have a Switch. not for What the Golf. I just end up playing different stuff. So, it was interesting to see this come through, Charlotte, mostly because I have noticed in the last maybe couple of weeks, I do glance through the App Store on my phone almost every day, just kind of to see what's being promoted. And there seems to have been a definite uptick in the amount of Apple Arcade advertising that they're doing there. Because, like, I used to see a game here, a game there, and now it's, you know, two or three or four different things that are all from Apple Arcade that they want to draw attention to. So,
yeah. So, Andrew, you have a Switch, don't you? Not Arcade.
Yeah. I signed up for Apple Arcade in the beginning. I really only played two games, I think.
Right. This is it. We've all done the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
Did a lot of Lego.
So much Lego.
Which was a great game.
Yes.
And, like, the games are good, but for me, I couldn't keep the kind of monthly retainer. And I think there are other games I want to play, so which are obviously not within Arcade. And so that's kind of what put me off. And it seems, given this story and given our little focus group, we're not the only ones, right?
Yeah. I do feel obligated to add here, because this is a thing that I know John Mertolero would want us to point out. The plural of anecdote is not data. So, yes, our focus group is the three of us. And we've actually spoken about this before. And I think my soft spot when I want to play a game on my phone, not when I want to play a game, but when I want to play a game on my phone, it's generally a puzzle game. Your Candy Crush, your match threes. Those are the ones that I tend to like. I'm currently re-obsessing over Two Dots, which is another puzzle game I play a lot of. And that's what I like on my phone. When I want to sit down and play a game, I pick up my Switch. But when if I'm, you know, in the olden days when I used to wait in line for something or I had a few minutes before the next thing happens, you know, I'll pull out my phone, play a little Two Dots and go back to whatever I was doing before, or Hold Down. That's the other one that I play a lot of that on my phone at the moment. So those are the ones that I do. Andrew, how about you? I think you held out the longest. Did you pay for a month or two of Apple Arcade, or am I remembering that completely badly?
No, I think I did stay on there for a couple months.
Okay. But, yeah, I did as well, actually.
But like you said, I think we kind of all saw this coming. Like, gaming services, I feel, tend to attract or at least retain the hardcore gamers.
Yeah.
And the casual ones like us kind of move on.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting because the Bloomberg article specifically mentions games that will hook the player in and keep them on the service. Mm-hmm. And that means that developers will actually have to make compelling games. Like, ones that I played were already compelling, but mm-hmm. because it's Apple Arcade, they can't resort to, you know, loot boxes or other types of microtransactions. So right. It's really going to be all about the game itself.
Yeah, you have to really build a fun game and not the challenge of finding the box full of extra lives or whatever. And that's a different set of things to design for, almost.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. That's what really came out when I was kind of first looking at this. They want developers to create games that people want to keep constantly coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
Which... Yes. And not for like the kind of things Andrew's described, but because the games are so good, you want to keep coming back. And that's quite a hard task.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of the games in there are more artistic, I think. You know, you play the game, it's like this whole journey. And then at the end, there's like not much really you can do. And so with different types of games that hook you in, they're going to have to keep new content coming.
Yeah, that's such a good point. That we sound like we're down on Apple Arcade. Maybe we want to dive into it a bit later, but the games on Apple Arcade that I have played are beautiful.
And I really enjoyed them. And I don't want to make out games, like this is not. Yeah. But, you know, maybe not for me. Right. I mean, it could be as simple as like, you know, because like I did go actively look at least at launch, and maybe the landscape has changed dramatically. But we'll get into that in a minute. Before we get too far into what we've thought and the future of Apple Arcade, I would like to take a minute to talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor this week is Devon Technologies. Devon Technologies makes an app called Devon Think. It is the most professional document and information management application to help you handle the information fire hose that is your life. So Devon Think helps you collect, organize, edit, and annotate all kinds of documents. You never have to leave the app. You can put things in groups, or you can just slap tags on them, or both if that's what you prefer. You can have smart rules like smart playlists and iTunes, and you can add reminders if you like to any sort of document, all kinds of reminders. And even if you're not a programmer, it's very easy to build automation that allows you to let Devon Think handle all of the boring stuff that you end up having to do. Now your computer can take care of it. Just for my listeners, there's a 10% discount off Devon Think 3, whether it's a full license or an upgrade. Yes, you can get 10% off the upgrade price. And you can get that at devontechnologies.com/TDO, devontechnologies.com/TDO. 10% off a full version or an upgrade. Excuse me. At devontechnologies.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank Devon Technologies for sponsoring the show. Now, the other thing that I wanted to, the thing that I wanted to talk about with Apple Arcade, at least for me, is that, like I said, I like a puzzle game. I like your quick in, quick out. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the thing that I play the most on the Switch by a wide margin is Legend of Zelda, because Legend of Zelda is my favorite game of all the games that have ever existed. All of the titles, I've played all of them, and I love them all. And so I like a longer, questy sort of game. Like, I've enjoyed all of them. But on my phone, for me, on my phone, that's not what I'm looking for. And even on my iPad, that's not what I'm looking for the most part. So, you know, and I tried Apple Arcade not long after it launched, and there were a bunch of games there, but I didn't find a lot of puzzle sorts of games and no sorts of live two-player games where, like, Charlotte and I could be playing something right now, or Andrew and I could be playing something right now. And So for me, it just didn't make sense. Like, I did enjoy playing What the Golf. I liked it. I really liked the Lego game. Both of those were really fun. There was a tower defense one that I can't think of the name of that I also enjoyed very much. And there were a few others that I sampled, and, like, they were fine, but there weren't, I wasn't finding $5 a month in Lego and What the Golf was really what it came down to.
Here's my question. Who is Apple Arcade for? We've now had the service for a number of months.
Mm-hmm.
Apple is clearly reassessing where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
Who has it answered the question, who is an Apple Arcade subscriber? And if so, what is the answer to that question? Because, you know, between all of us, we've looked at this service quite a lot,
mm-hmm.
in both a professional and personal context. And I don't know if any of us have the answer to that question.
Yeah, because I said before, in my opinion, services like these tend to attract, I think, maybe hardcore gamers. However, to me, it doesn't really seem like they're like the hardcore games on the service. So you have those types of players for the service, but maybe not really the games. So
I think that's such a good point. It's an application, a service designed for hardcore gamers, but there are not hardcore gamer games. Mm-hmm. And I have to, my one caveat is I never really tried Apple Arcade on the iPad. I tried it on the phone, and there's very little chance of me settling down to a game on the iPad, on the mm-hmm. iPhone. Whereas I do play games on the iPad, but if I'm going to do that again, I'm going to play something like Football Manager. I have to say, I think Andrew's really hit the nail on the head. That yeah. it's a system designed for hardcore gamers, but not the games to match.
The games aren't there. Yeah, and you know, I have wondered if that has not been the case. If that somehow who they were aiming for and what they were using to aim were mismatched in some way. And I wonder if maybe that's where some of this ended up, is, you know, why some of these games were canceled, is because, like, I totally get it being a casual gaming service, and it should be a thing where you can just sample, see what you like, see if there's something there. Like, you know, I downloaded a stack of games out of Apple Arcade. Like, I had loads of them, both on my phone and my iPad, to just try out, how is this? How does it work? Is it fun? Does it look like what I want? I will say one really nice thing about every single game I played on Arcade was that I didn't get hassled about rating it, and I didn't get hassled about hooking it to Facebook or creating an account or setting anything up.
And they're all beautifully made. Like,
yes.
I don't want to underestimate that. There was one game I reviewed, and the name, actually, I confess, is I've forgotten it, but it was, like, stunningly made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, but everything I played was amazing. Like, yeah, it all looked great. It operated well. The only thing I ever had a hard time with was not the fault of Apple Arcade, and that was it launched maybe last summer. Okay, Here's the deal. I don't remember when it launched, but what I remember is it was before I got my current iPhone, which is the 11 Pro. And on my iPhone 8, because of the amount of screen that I had, some of the games were a little harder to play because you had to, you know, the controls were, you know, put your thumbs on the bottom of the screen and slide stuff around or whatever. And when I would do that, I didn't have the space on my phone that other models of phone had. So there was a point, I think we talked about on the show, when I was like, yeah, you know, if you have a phone with a home button, arcade isn't going to be fun for you until you upgrade, because there just wasn't the acreage available in a number of games for me to be able to see what was going on and still, you know, use whatever control mechanism they wanted me to use. So that was one complaint that I had about it, but it was a very small thing. Otherwise, like, I never had a hard time figuring out what I was supposed to do in a game. Every time I would do whatever it was I was supposed to be doing, like, I would get the expected result. You know, maybe my aim was bad or my timing was off, but I never had a problem with that. And so I wonder if
this is the problem. None of us have anything to bad to say about the service, but none of us are paying for it.
Well, no. But kind of like as I kind of think that aloud, like, I wonder if maybe they aimed for the casual gamer with casual games and things, you know, and stuff that wasn't super in depth. You know, there's, you know, it's not Grand Theft Auto. It's not, you know, Halo. It's not whatever the great big bad games are now, you know, that everybody puts all their time into. You know, those games are not on this service. And so hardcore game playing people are looking at the titles available and going, well, I'm not interested. And maybe the more casual folks that it's meant for are looking at it and going, oh, well, if it's an all you can game service, well, that's not for me, because I'm not a hardcore gamer, so they're not signing up either. So I wonder if maybe it's just something where there's, you know, some marketing to be done, almost, you know, aside from putting a bunch of stuff in the app store. Like, maybe there needs to be another cool looking TV ad or something. Maybe that was.
I think we're going to see a realignment of the games. That looks like what's taking place, a shift in the game, and apparently that was always the plan.
Yeah. And the thing that I, you know, and I'll put this out there as speculation. Maybe, if we start getting a bundle, you know, maybe the $10 a month for News Plus includes Apple Arcade, and maybe that would make it more attractive to some people. I don't know.
Actually, I'm sure it would.
Both of them for $10 a month would make me sign up for both of them. I think I would probably do that. If I could have it for free and throw down a little What the Golf or a little Lego once in a while, or the Oceanhorn sequel, I would probably do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I definitely want to hear about your experience with Apple Arcade. Did you, out there, listeners, if you have tried it, if you are currently a subscriber and there's something that you really enjoy, you know, now that I say that out loud, I kind of think it would be awesome if I could go back and get another trial. If it's been like 12 months or 18 months or something, like, give me another month to try it, because the service that's available now is not the service that I got the trial of. It's very different now, I'm sure, because I keep seeing games being released and stuff. It would really be nice if maybe I could get another couple of weeks or something and just kind of sample what was there and see how I felt about it. So that would also be cool. Mostly because
that's a good idea.
It'd be, you know, it doesn't hurt Apple to give me like another 14 days, you know, a year later, and go, hey, maybe you'll like it better now. And maybe I would, but I'm not interested in paying for it up front just to see if it's any better now than what I remember. And, you know, the games were great, but nothing reeled me in enough to pencil out and be like, I will absolutely pay $5 a month to do the thing that I'm doing here. But yeah, it could definitely be the thing that signed me up for News Plus. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, so listeners, if you are using and enjoying Apple Arcade, if you're not, we definitely want to hear from you about it. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, at TMO Daily on Twitter, and in comments in the show notes. Andrew, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Glad you are here. And Charlotte, thank you for being here with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we'll do a bonus episode when Andrew and I finally wear Charlotte down enough to get a Switch, and then we'll talk to you all about the Switch games that we actually do play instead of the stuff on Apple Arcade that we're not playing. But until then, as I said at the top of the show, there is no episode tomorrow, so I will talk to all of you on Monday. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday weekend. In the meantime, until Monday, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.